Welcome to the King's Anywhere podcast, inspirational teaching, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whenever you're ready.
Great. So as you can see, I have props this evening, I know, so that's exciting, which hopefully will become clear. As you can see on the screen, I have a photograph of a baby. This was my first baby. The reason it's there is not just to gloat about how beautiful my children are, but it's because the nativity at Christmas is focused, isn't it, all about a baby, baby Jesus. And I've even got a little manger here with baby Jesus in it. Not yet. Okay, so I love this photo of Ben. He was my first baby, and I think, doesn't he look cute? Do you think he looks cute? Tell me he looks cute. He looks cute. Okay. What I would like everybody to do for a moment is to, if you've got a phone that has pictures on it or the ability to take photos, could you please take your phone out? And I would like you to find the very last photo that you took. And they're all going to be projected now. I'm only joking. Okay, so, excellent. So, as you're looking at that photo, I wonder what you're feeling. Just one moment, girls, I will involve you in just a minute. So, yeah, kids, be ready, because I might ask you to come and help in a few minutes. So, as you're looking at your photos, I want you to think about the feelings that those photos bring up. So, it might be that suddenly it sends you back to a memory of being with friends or family or whatever it might be. It might be a feeling that you get when you see that photo. Now, the photo on the screen, when I look back at this photo, this is the boy that made me a mummy. And when I look at this photo, I feel so many memories and feelings about that time in my life. But it was 15 years ago. And now when you guys look at this photo on the screen, you might think, oh, that's a cute baby, but it doesn't really tell you anything, does it? Doesn't tell you the story of how Phil and I fell in love and got married and really wanted a baby. And then the struggles of trying to get to grips with what it is to be a parent and the sleepless nights. And it doesn't tell you that 15 years down the line, we've now got a young man who's incredible and is growing into a beautiful man who's doing lovely, kind things every day. It doesn't tell you any of that. It's just a photo to you. And sometimes when we come to the nativity, and I bet you guys have been to loads of nativities, kids, I bet you've performed in loads of nativities, we can look at the baby and go, oh, isn't that cute? But it kind of doesn't tell you much else. It's your doll. Your doll's very cute. If all we do is come and look at a baby and go, that's quite cute, we're kind of missing the big story that means so much more. So this evening, it is story time with Mrs. Robinson. So get comfortable for the next 10 minutes. We're going to have the bigger story of why this baby is so important and why every year we get to celebrate the birth of this baby and it brings so much joy and life. All those feelings that you see at that on your photo, this isn't just a snapshot. This has so much depth to it. So, Hannah is my first helper, I think. Is Hannah available? Hannah, could you come and sit in my beautiful throne? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And if we can go on to the next slide, that would be amazing. Because the story of Christmas starts before the dawn of time. It's not Planet of the Apes. Okay. But before the dawn of time, God, in his immense power, existed forever before anything else existed and created all that we see. And you see, God has this incredible throne. God existed in heaven and had all glory, all power, and all authority over everything that he made. He made our planet. He made the whole cosmos, in fact. Everything that any scientist has ever been able to see or feel or measure, God created that. Isn't that incredible? And that's where Jesus is. Right at the start of our story, this wasn't the beginning of Jesus. Jesus always existed and had absolute glory, power and authority over everything. everything. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Does it feel good sitting in a throne, Hannah? Feels pretty good sitting in a throne. Okay, so when God created all of this, he created us. He created humans. And he loved humans. So much so that God would come off his throne and walk with humans and talk, listen to humans, talk with humans, walk, spend time with humans. He loved his creation so much. He loves us so much. Now, unfortunately, as I'm sure you all know the story, humans decided that they knew a little bit better than God. And so they chose to go their own way. And this created a big barrier because, look, God over here is absolute purity, holiness, and perfection. And when we started to go our own way and introduce sin into the world, God was like, guys, you've left me. You've chosen to leave me. And I love you. And I'm so sad. But right now, there's a massive gap between us. Now, youth, in the last few weeks, we've been looking at this using a picture of a big cliff on one side. Do you remember? Can anybody remember what the picture of God is that we used from youth? Anybody? Yeah, go on. As fire, yeah. So we represented God as fire. Can you remember why? Hold on, hold on.
Because when sin entered the world, Jesus was sent to make a bridge for us to be connected back with God.
Thank you so much, Sophia, for remembering that. Fantastic. Absolutely. So God was this fire, absolute purity and holiness. And there was this huge gap. And we drew it, like Sophia said, there was like a massive gap. God really didn't want that gap to be there. But people had chosen to go away from God. So this is where the manger comes in. So if we put the next slide up, this is where the nativity scene comes in. Because God said, I'm not going to leave this gap. There is no way I've created you for relationship and I'm going to leave it as it is. There is no way because I love you so much. I love you so much. So Annie and Esther, could you come and sit here and give baby Jesus the biggest cuddle? Because what Jesus did was he left all of this richness of glory. He said, you know what? I love you so much, I'm going to leave all that I have, all this authority and power and significance, and I'm going to become this. I'm going to become a helpless baby. And I'm going to do that for love. See, this is the wonder of God's love. He chose to leave this, to become this. In a trough of cow food, he left the glory and splendor to be the humble king as a baby in a manger. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing in itself. But you know, he didn't stay a baby, did he? So as Jesus grew, he started to teach everybody things. So on the next slide, see, Jesus lived his life to point to the truth. Now, the truth, kids, I'm sure you know, truth is very important, isn't it? We all, parents are always saying, kids, tell me the truth. Who stole the biscuits from the biscuit tin? Truth is really, really important. But you see, Jesus didn't come with a wagging finger saying, tell me the truth or else. Yeah?
Can Nina still say something?
Not yet. Okay. I thought she was going to tell me who stole the biscuit. Okay. So, you see, Jesus didn't come wagging his finger saying, I'm going to tell you the truth, you lot are rubbish. You see, the Bible says that for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. He did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. You see, Jesus did not come wagging a finger. He came as a humble baby who grew and lived in ways that involved rejection and suffering and hardship. But he did that to point to the truth that we are known, we are loved, and there is a way back to God. He came with the truth that it's not our work, it's never laws and religion, we could never do it. But the truth is God's power and grace has made a way for us back to God. Isn't that incredible news at Christmas? When we look at the baby, it's not the snapshot of a baby. It's the life that that baby grew up and lived. So Evie and Jemima, could you come and get my last big prop? Fantastic. And if you girls could bring it and stand here. Yeah, that's awesome. Jemima, if you could bring that over here, sweetheart. Upside down. Amazing. And then just come and stand over here. Really bonks. Okay, so. Oh, using my mum using that words. Right, so here. You see, Jesus started as a baby. He lived his life to reveal the truth. And then he went to the cross and died in the most horrific way, really. Horrific way. You see, we often see the cross and we think, you know, wow, you know, Jesus suffered and died, and he did. But then he was placed in a tomb, and by his mighty power, he did not stay in that tomb. So the stone rolled away, and the tomb was empty. And when the women came to find Jesus, to put spices on Jesus, it was an empty tomb, and they were amazed. And the empty tomb, to me, speaks so much of the power and the love and the wonder of who God is. Because not only did he suffer and leave glory and splendor, come as a baby, he died for us so that he could take all our sin. And then he had the absolute power to show us that there is victory and hope for our future. You see, we don't have to live in fear anymore, because his perfect love casts out all fear. And when it's Christmas time and we see this baby, we're not just thinking about a lovely, cute baby. We're thinking about the power of the empty tomb, that we now get to rejoice in the future of hope. We are loved by the Creator God, and he has made a way for us to be reconciled and be in relationship with him. It's a beautiful, joyous thing to remember every Christmas. So I hope you've still got your phones, because what I would like everybody to do now with their phones is take the best selfie. Okay, so by all means, stand, pose, give it whatever fish lips you want to give it. I want to see the best selfies, and I'm going to do one. Yes. No, darling, not today, sorry. Okay, let's do a selfie with Annie. Let's okay. Right, so I'm not sure many people did the selfie. I'm very disappointed. Yeah, just have a sit down. Okay, kids, if you could put all the props down and then go sit back down for a second. So, hopefully you've all now got a selfie, right, on your phone. Girls, go sit down. Come on. At the beginning of this evening, Darren said to you that this is a moment. Tonight is a moment. And you all now have a snapshot of yourself in this moment. I wonder what you're going to think, what your feelings are going to be remembered when you look back at this snapshot tomorrow, when you open up your phone to take photos of Christmas and you see this snapshot of you. This is your moment. You can use this moment to just, it's a fun evening, it's Christmas Eve, it's exciting. But this could be your moment where you choose to say yes to Jesus. Where you say, do you know what, Jesus? I recognize today that you're more than just a baby. You're more than just a cute story. You're a life that pointed to the truth that I get to be saved. I get to be in relationship with God. This is your moment. And nobody else is going to interfere with your moment. This is between you and God. So I'm going to pray. And in a moment, the music team are going to come up. I'm going to do a couple more songs. And what I would like you to do is, if today you would like to respond to Jesus, then I'd like to pray for you. So we could just meet at the back of the hall, and I would like to pray for you. So if today you would like to respond to the gospel message of the story of God, sending Jesus from glory as a humble baby to die on a cross and be resurrected so that we have a hope and a future. You get to do that for the first time today. Or it might be that you have walked away from Jesus and that you would like to come back and recommit yourself to Jesus today. Not right now. Okay, so if you would like to do that, meet me at the back and I will love to pray for you. So Lord God, I just thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the joy and the hope that we get to celebrate today. Thank you that you love us immeasurably. God, thank you that your love for us transforms everything and that we get to love each other. And Lord, I just pray today that if you're stirring anybody's heart to make a response to you today, God, that you would give them the courage to step forward and respond to you. And I thank you, God, for the life that I get to live with you. And God, I pray that blessing on everybody here. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To find out more about King's Church Warrington, visit our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram.